Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator for this morning's call. We've got a wonderful guest speaker, and I'm really, really thrilled and excited that she's able to join us. She's actually in Prague, I believe, right now. So believe it or not, she's joining us from the other side of the world, and very, very excited to have her here with us this morning. Before I jump into introducing her and giving some details about our call this morning, I want to just remind some folks about our June events that are coming up. I know June might seem far away, especially with Easter this weekend. A lot of people are just focused on getting through this weekend and then to the next weekend. But remember, in June, we've got two team events. Tony and Debbie Underwood have their event down in Orlando. And actually, I'm not looking at a calendar here. I know it's the weekend before mine. So I believe it's the 16th and the 17th, which is a Friday and a Saturday. And then in Chicago, we've got our team event. Going to be on the 24th, and so I just want to make sure that people have that on their calendars so that you can get your folks to whichever one is closest for them. Wherever you have the most folks on your team, I would recommend that that be where you are for that weekend. These are events that are going to really help to grow your business. We teach about the industry. We teach about Shackley. We teach about leadership. We teach about how to build your business, and so it's definitely something that you will want to attend, and you want your people to be there as well. And, of course, we've got the Atlanta conference in August, and I'm sure that everybody on this call is registered already to go to Atlanta, and you want to make sure that your team is as well. So that's all I'm going to say as far as our introductory comments here, because I want to make sure we jump into our call here. You know, something, when I first got started in Shackley, my very first event that I went to, big event that I went to, was a new director's conference. And at that new director's conference, we brought our kids. Dan and I had little kids at the time, and so we brought the kids with us. And the woman who's going to speak in just a moment, her children were homeschooled, and so they actually happened to be at the new director's conference, and they were able to babysit for us, which gave Dan and I an opportunity to go to some of the big events, and we were really excited to have that opportunity to do that. That was my first introduction to sort of the Shackley lifestyle and what was possible with Shackley, because these folks lived down in Virginia. They homeschooled their kids. They were second generation in Shackley and had a lifestyle that I just truly envied from afar. Well, over the years, as I've gotten to know the Fikes, they are just amazing people inside and out. They really pour into and serve people, not only in their own organization, but in the Shackley field. And they have reached the highest rank in Shackley, Presidential Master Coordinator. Now, I'm not going to share too much of her story because I actually asked Charlene to do that for us. But, Charlene, I just want to say welcome to the call. We are so blessed to have you here today and really excited to hear what you have to share with the group. So welcome.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to take this time together and be with whoever's on the call. A little bit of background for those who may not know our story. Doug's parents had been involved in Shackley in the 60s late 60s, when they got introduced to Shackley on the mission field, and his mother actually helped pioneer Shackley in Puerto Rico because there just wasn't anything. So that's her story. It's a long story about the miracle of how they got into nutrition. So Doug kind of grew up, you know, 10 years on, basically growing up as a Shackley kid, understanding vitamins, et cetera. But what he watched was the way his mom did the business, which she was like a walking encyclopedia of nutrition, a nurse background, and was falling in love on the product side. So when I met Doug in college, he introduced me to the products. I didn't think they were going to work, so we just kind of had a little challenge between us that I would take it for 30 days, see if I felt better, and I knew I wasn't going to feel better. So this was an easy win on my part, but little did I know it would change my life. And so, you know, back in those days, I think there was a lot of people's perceptions about young adults, which isn't so different than what I think some people think of millennials today, and that's that, you know, don't sponsor them, they don't have a network, they are lazy, they're never going to do this business, et cetera. And so nobody talked to me about how the business side of things went. And I think because Doug's mom was so focused on helping people on that side of the product side, I don't think it wasn't like an error on her part. She just didn't really think about it. And so how it happened was I became a distributor, and I'm one of those strange ones that actually reads, and I like figuring out manuals. And so I read the compensation plan, and for whatever reason, in my 20s, early 20s, I saw the compensation, and I personally fell in love with what I believe is Shackley's best product, and that's the business opportunity, and I just saw it. So I came back saying to Doug, we got to do this business, because, wow, what didn't you get about this? And he came back from a conference that he had gone to because his parents had earned the international trip to Acapulco, and it was the first year he couldn't be part of children's events, and actually part of the deal was you got to sit through some big people's meetings. And so he did and was able to see people who were taking the business side of Shackley seriously. And Shackley had never appealed to him till then. So when we both got together, he was thinking, oh, God, help her get this. And I was playing, please help him get this, because we weren't married at the time, but we're, seriously in love with one another. So at any rate, what happened was that's when we both realized that this business would be a vehicle to actually fund the kind of life that we wanted. And what I got excited about Shackley, it's still what I'm excited about Shackley, is that I can put effort and seasons and cycles where I can be focused and intent on setting up structures that are replicatable, duplicatable, and provide that. But what I get paid for is ongoing leadership development. And I just don't know of anything that's like that, that has that whatever. So what Shackley taught me early on was that I was good at business and I liked it, but I would never been a candidate that you would have looked at and said, oh, let me talk to her about the business. The social work major, you would have probably put me in the camp of being a do-gooder, which I am. I really enjoy making people's lives better. I don't like unfair systems, and what I kept seeing is people who were really good in my internship that I was doing, I kept seeing people who were really good at their job making less money than people who were not as good as, but they had seniority, making more money. And that just kind of was a wake-up call into adulthood, was like, wow, that's a system that sucks. I don't want that. And then I started thinking about my mother when we moved from Puerto Rico to the United States. My mom was a teacher, but her certification didn't work here. And she had always wanted to be a doctor, but you couldn't be a girl and a doctor. So when she came to the States, when I was in grade school, my mom went through a licensed practical nurse because that was the most expedient way for her to get into the health profession. So she became a nurse. And eventually my mom was so good, she was training nurses that would come out of nursing school. But because they had a higher diploma, she would get paid less. And so I noticed all that and was like, that's a system I don't like. And then personally, being a female, I don't like the fact that, you know, even today, women executives earn a quarter less than what a male counterpart, same job, is going to make because somebody arbitrarily believes that a woman is more risky in that position. And I just don't like that fair, unfair thing. So Shackley was just one of those perfect fits where, for me, what I saw, and I still think it is the best conversation to have with people, is that it opens the doorway for people who don't have a whole lot of cash to be able to invest in a business, or really honestly don't have skill to invest in a business. This is the best possible business you can get into. In fact, a lot of times when I'm talking to young adults, I will talk to them about the fact that they don't have to make a long-term commitment to network marketing. They don't even have to say, this is the be-all and end-all of what I want to do for the rest of my life. But it can be a component that can teach you some skills that you will never get these skills at this kind of a price and get paid while you're learning. And so to me, that was what I saw. The light bulb went off that if Doug and I could just get good at duplication, then we would be able to be financially free. That we put in, you know, Jim Burke was one of my early mentors. He doesn't know it, but I listened to all his tapes. And he used to say that if you just gave Shackley 2 to 5 years, you'd have an amazing future if you just worked it like a business. So I took that seriously. So when Doug and I graduated from school, we started in January. By April, I was making enough income that we really didn't have to go out and get another job. So then we started, you know, working with the volume side of the business, but also beginning to work on the duplication side, which is where I put most of my energy, was teaching people the big picture, painting a picture of what this opportunity could mean for them. And it means different things for different people. So one of the skill sets that I think is a value of this business is that you really learn how to discern and learn people skills. And to the degree that you're willing to learn how to understand people, you have an amazing future in front of you, because you have the privilege of introducing people to ideas and concepts that it could just be the thing they're looking for. So that's kind of how I got started and really focused on that end of things. And I realized I did a rabbit trail. So even like with young adults today, a conversation that I like is the fact that when I was young, in my 20s and 30s, I was learning a lot about people skills and sales and follow through and a skill set that has served me really well. I didn't start out as a good public speaker. I was shy. English was not my first language. There were just so many things against me that I had to learn the skills necessary, but this business taught me that. So within a very short period of time, we were duplicating where we were, our first year we put out 4 first levels, 2 seconds, 1/3. We were making conventions, cars, et cetera. And then what I saw was, for me, it's not for everybody, but it's part of our journey, is that if I would educate my customers properly, because this is a business where there's 2 sides to our business. There's the one side where you really do need to develop a customer base so that it's not stressful every month where your points are coming from, because Shackley is a performance-based business. We're paid for what we perform, which means that Dr. Shackley set it up that he needed agents of change who would actually introduce the products to people that would make their lives better, and finding people who also wanted to join the mission on the business side of things. So the more that you do that, and the more sales you generate within your organization, the higher your income is. So what I had to focus on was, how do I educate those consumer sides so that they stay with me and I don't have to prod, beg, borrow, and steal to get them to buy products. So we set up structures early from the get-go, which I think have been the hallmark of Fike Enterprises, which we've always required member orientation. When someone wants to have a member opportunity, we're pretty heavy on you buy retail, and then you earn the right to become a member. And I'm going to give you this membership opportunity, but it comes with privileges and responsibilities. And part of the responsibility is that you have to come to a member orientation. And when I can get one of my members through a member orientation, what ends up happening is that they complete a cycle to get a complete picture of Shackley, and they see me as a store that becomes part of a shopping list, because my goal is to get them to buy 2 to 3 products out of every product line, because if I know I get a consumer there, I have one for life. So, for example, we're celebrating our 37th year in Shackley, and I still have customers. In fact, I got an email yesterday from a customer that's been with me 36 years without me having to prod them to buy. They wouldn't be without products, but it became because they got oriented very well in the Shackley DNA, the philosophy, and what their membership gave them. So out of that, we'd always find a trickle who would understand the business side of things that wanted to join, and then I would also focus on just actually presenting the idea and the concept of something that somebody could look at as, why wouldn't you look at this as a business opportunity, because it's such a beautiful model. So those two, kind of keeping the business balance where I'm always looking for people to train, but when you do your consumer education properly, then you have a really balanced business. So out of that, we've always been able to, I think, probably work pretty efficiently and work fairly smart. That's kind of what I like to teach people, is how to leverage their time so that you can really enjoy the lifestyle that Shackley affords us. And so we've done that from the beginning. So as Jennifer mentioned, with our kids, we really wanted them to be global citizens. So as we were building our business and we would travel, we would take them with us. And if we had an opportunity to travel overseas, we would extend it into 3-6 weeks at a time, sometimes a month or more. We'd be gone. And then people would always go, how do you maintain your business? I just gave you the secret, and that's that we made sure our consumers were well-educated, that they were motivated to want to keep buying the products, and I didn't have to keep spinning that plate. And then we would motivate people who were independent contractors with their own desire to do the business, and I would support them, but they're building the business for themselves, not for me. So we kind of developed, I think, a strong business model, and out of that, we were able to grow into our being master coordinators, which we celebrated without losing rank for 27 years in a row. So that's kind of the backdrop, a lot there, but I think that if you set up your business like a business and you treat it that way, it gives you all the financial freedom that and the lifestyle that we say we want. But I think it's important for us to really take a hard look at what are the skill sets that you need to master. What are the the systems that you need to make sure are in place, that you follow up properly and you educate people on both sides of the coin of Shackley so that you have something that is sustainable, so that, like, quite frankly, Doug and I took 16 years off where I didn't do any meetings, I didn't do any newsletters, I didn't do anything because life got crazy with some other visions, and we bought a big inn in the mountains of Virginia and had 22 employees, and I had a big, it was a big ministry retreat center, and we were just really busy and had frankly accomplished everything we needed to accomplish in Shackley, and I was just like, okay, I've done what I need to do, and so I took that break. But the reason our business didn't fall apart and we came back as Presidential Masters when the Dream Plan was announced was because of the balance and the training and the helping people get a vision for why they were doing the business, and then they began doing that duplication of helping other people figure out the dream of why they're doing the business, along with consumer education and teaching people the business side of things. So that's a big overview, but that kind of gives you some background.
Oh, it does, and Charlene, that was fantastic. And I gave you a couple of thoughts of things I wanted to make sure that got covered here, and so I'm going to bounce around a little bit because you just sort of opened the door to one of them. You're talking about getting really good at the skill sets necessary in this business, and leadership is absolutely critical in the business. So can you talk a little bit about how you encourage your team, and I know you do a lot of training for the field, so the field as well, really how to develop the necessary leadership skills that they need to be successful in Shackley?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that, you know, there's certain things that are principles that are you can't violate. So one of the reasons that I like using Eric Worre's GoPro, and we use the book, I think you guys use, I mean, pretty much everybody uses it. I use that as a framework because those are principles that don't go away. But it's our job to be able to instill the DNA of what Shackley is, because the mission of what Dr. Shackley has and the uniqueness of our culture is something that we cannot abdicate that to anybody else to train but ourselves. So a lot of what I do is that way. We have, you know, it's open to anybody, but that's kind of why I created a system called the Matrix 24 Project, simply because we use GoPro as kind of the guidebook, but we teach people how to help people develop those core skills that you need, which is how do you effectively listen to people, how do you effectively make a list of who you're following up with, who you plan to contact, how do you use your time, all the way down to presentations, follow-ups, and how to promote events. So those things are principles that don't go away. So creating a way that what I found is that people needed to follow something that was simple but yet had enough nuance that they could put their personality into it and didn't feel like they were caged into a box that everybody had to do it the same way. So that's just my style. That's why I use it that way. And then we have a corollary to that, which is I like right away teaching people how to become the coach of the person rather than everything trickling up to me. Because I think there's a mistake that sometimes we make is that we want people to rely on us as our as leaders, but the real solidity is that if you can empower somebody how to be that person that coaches somebody else, the magic starts to happen. And people surprise themselves on skills that they didn't even know they had. They just need a little bit of propping up, I guess, or coaching or prodding or mother henning a little bit to just make those chicks just kind of move a little bit and get into action. Because one of the things that I think is a key in when you get a new business builder in Shackley is that the faster you get them into action, the better your results will be. And when they get into too much information gathering, then it's not impossible, it just becomes harder. So the systems that I like is to just quickly get them into something so that they learn some core skills enough that they can start practicing presentations and getting out there and just kind of getting messy and doing it, but with the support that's there. And then the other component that I teach a lot, and it's pretty strategic why I do it, is the tax advantages of having your own in-home business. So we teach in the Matrix, and which it's open to anybody, but it's what I developed it for our organization, is that I want people to understand that one of the best benefits you have is that if you choose to do Shackley as a side stream of income while you're either doing it as just that or you're growing it to be career income so that you have liberty to do other things financially, whichever end of the spectrum you're coming in at, the best benefit that you have from day one is that you participate in qualifying for tax advantages if you document properly. So we teach that side, which means that when somebody gets to the director level and above, they're really less likely to be worrying about how much they make on the end of the month because I'm showing them all the components, the retail side of what they make, the bonus, the price differentials of what they make, and then the tax savings of what they make that can go against other earned income in a household. And then as that keeps going, as they start getting the leadership bonuses and residual income side of the equation starts growing, then the tax benefits just keep multiplying, and it becomes a really sweet package that most people don't have access to. So even that we use as a recruiting tool, especially this time of year where people are getting tax refunds and getting all excited, I just ask people. And then just like, if I could show you a different way, would you be interested in looking at something else? Because you just got a tax refund and you're celebrating, but you just gave a no-interest loan to the government. If I could show you a way to keep more income and offset other earned income with something that you're building on the side, would you be interested in hearing in 20 minutes how this works? So that's the kind of training that we just kind of keep that culture going so that people learn how to do it all so that they're making all of the income streams properly in Shackley and moving forward.
Absolutely critical. I think the tax advantages are something that you don't realize how powerful they are until you continue to build this business year after year and you see the dramatic difference. I mean, it's been astounding for our family, the difference by having a Shackley business in terms of our taxes. So I'm glad you brought that up. You know, something it always seems crazy to me when we get to this time because I feel like we just started talking and we're close to the end of the call here. And so I just wanted to see, you know, maybe if there's any last words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the group, or maybe you'd like to share something about the lifestyle of Shackley, because, I mean, you've had an absolutely amazing lifestyle, and I know you shared a lot of that when you first shared your story. So I'm going to let you decide how you want to wrap things up here as far as what you share, Charlene.
Yeah, I think that what I would say as a wrap-up is that the most important skills that you can work on is working on your own personal development. And to the degree that you make a commitment to personal development, the faster you're going to grow in Shackley, which means you have to figure out ways to get better at managing yourself in respect to time. And so I think that was always one of the secrets that we did, because people were always surprised when they'd ask me how many hours I put into Shackley, and even still to this day. I'm kind of in a growth firm again because I'm, like, setting the next 30-year agenda for my business, so I'm treating it as if I'm launching my business the way I did back when. So, but even now, I shoot for about 24 to 28 hours a week Shackley, and I'm doing it full-time. And I used to do that back in the day, so I just made sure that I managed my time, made decisions properly because I gave myself some framework with time. And then the other core is just really getting good at understanding yourself, what are your strengths, and focusing there, and not so much trying to focus up weaknesses, but just like leveraging what you bring to the table, but you got to know who you are to be able to do that. And then keep learning how to support other people, call the best out of other people, and you'll have an amazing organization. And it is when you get to the higher leadership ranks in Shackley that you actually have now the income to be able to have the flexibility, which is what we shot for right away. Our aim was key. I didn't even think about master. I just aimed at key, knowing that if I was there, we would have everything we needed to be able to never ask anybody to support any of our crazy, wild-haired, brained ideas. That's where we focused. And because of that, I knew what I needed to learn was leadership. And out of that, then we have been able to flex a life where, you know, like I'm working now. Thank God we have a digital life that I can keep going. But even in the days before, I could be gone for stretches of time, and I worked really hard, and then we played really hard. And I think that that's the aspiration that we all need to aspire to, because Shackley gives us that privilege and that responsibility to be able to manage ourselves in respect of time. And then when we get that, we earn the lifestyle part of Shackley, because it's second to none. I just I can't imagine me doing anything else. It's taught me so many things, and other businesses that I've started on the side from Shackley have really come out of the skill set that I learned in this business when I was in my 30s. So I'm forever grateful.
So. Well, and we are forever grateful that you took the time out of your wonderful trip. You're on an anniversary trip with Doug. I believe that you're in Prague, and so I think that that's absolutely phenomenal that you're doing your Shackley business while you're over there and while you're on vacation, and we just really appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning. And I just want to point out one thing to the group here. I've written a ton of notes here, but one of the things that I really love that you just said, Charlene, and you just said it, you said, keep learning how to call out the best in others. And I think that's something that we are always talking about is, you know, asking questions, determining needs, and really finding those things in people that you can really help to nurture. And I absolutely love that you shared that because it's really critical that we learn that skill set, because when you really do call out the best in other people and you allow them to shine and to grow and you empower them, that's how your business grows. So thank you so much for all your words of wisdom. Thank you for your time this morning, and we just really appreciate you.
Well, welcome, and see everybody in Atlanta.
Absolutely. We will see you there, and I hope you and Doug have a wonderful rest of your journey. And everybody have a wonderful Easter weekend, and we'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Thanks so much again, and have a great Shackley day. Goodbye, everybody.